Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Eye Rolling Experiment. There's a cliche in hypnosis, a trope, if you will, that when someone is deeply hypnotized, their eyes are still open a little bit, and you can see the whites of their eyes as they have rolled back up. Clichés exist for a reason. It can be very enjoyable, both as a hypnotist and a subject, to see or feel this happening. However, it's not something that happens naturally for everyone. How you relax, how you go into a trance, how you fall asleep, or how you focus is unique to you. That doesn't mean that it's something you can't experiment with. And I'd like you to think of this as a bit of fun. Some hypnosis practice that may or may not turn out how you expect. The expectation is that there are no expectations, and even that one is incorrect. Have fun. Enjoy whatever happens. Now, there are different ways of putting someone in a trance. When you want to work with someone's eyes, you can let them stare at something. Imagine, for example, a finger held, but a bit in front of you, slowly moving from left to right, back and forth. Now you can easily imagine that something like that would have your eyes slowly moving, following it all the way from left to right, there. Now, what would happen if that finger in front of you were to start circling? If that were to happen, I'm sure you could imagine yourself just following that shape around and around. Now, if it suddenly went up, you would try to follow it up, and your eyes would naturally head up to follow it. Now, looking up can feel different for everyone, and it's easier for some, just like everything. Now imagine that the feeling of drop, instead of down, it actually goes up, like a balloon that is released from its string, and you want to follow the balloon up, flying away from you. Now imagine that you close your eyes for a moment and see the same thing happen again, left to right, right to left. And you can do this with your eyes closed as well. There's nothing stopping you from moving your eyes underneath closed eyelids. Similarly, you can look around and around. And sometimes hypnosis may pull you down, which seems like a very easy way to go. While other times it may pull you suddenly up, like a balloon just fluttering away, and while you're attention will stay, your mind will go up and around, almost looking back into yourself. Your own thoughts sort of disappearing behind the horizon of your own mind. And it happens more easily than you think. Before you know it, the little drop up pulls your thoughts away, and you just naturally feel your eyes looking up to your thoughts, trying to view the missing ones that are disappearing everywhere. And you may need to look around a little. Maybe they're up and to the left or up and to the right. It can be your body, your mind that shows this. Now, with these kinds of movements comes a rather fascinating physical response. I don't know if you notice, but whenever you look up, searching your thoughts, letting your eyelids relax while you just seek your own mind, your eyelids will begin to flutter naturally. Did you know that every little flutter is another sign of trance that pulls you deeper? Try to look inside your mind, searching the mindlessness of your thoughts, feeling the flutters of your own head as you barely hold on to any thoughts at all. And the more you miss them, the more you try to find them, the easier it is to look up and drop deep. And this is something really fun. See, between those flutters, there's this beautiful blankness visible in your face. Every little flutter of your eyelids, all that staring up, will almost naturally feel like eye rolling. That's all it is. Unconsciously searching for thoughts that are no longer there. And the more you try to find them, the more drifting and lost they become. So let yourself drop up into that blankness and enjoy that flutter. I wonder how enjoyable it will become, as every wave of those flutters will just settle on your body and mind, relaxing and wonderful. And this is a simple form of hypnosis, an elegant experiment for you to explore. Now, for a moment, you can awake and become aware of how your eyes feel different. Maybe they feel more relaxed, maybe they're a little tired from all that implied exercise. Then again, it is a fun way to drift into trance, isn't it? And there's this playful satisfaction in feeling those flutters take your thoughts away. So go ahead and feel your eyes pulled up as you drop down, and feel them pleasantly placed, searching for your mind. That's right. And let whatever direction feels the most comfy for you, the most hypnotic and trancing, work for your body. Which one is it for you? Straight up, deep into your thoughts, almost all the way back with this deep drop? Or wake? Is it slightly up and to the left where you can just lean into it, or to the right where you fall into it even deeper? Which one is it? Is it all the way back, deep with your eyes up? That's right. So let them roll up with this experiment. Let yourself breathe in the flutters and feel those wonderful vibrations melt your own mind. And did you know, if you want to feel this again, all it takes is putting yourself in that same headspace and look up underneath your eyelids, searching for the thoughts that are no longer there. The deeper you search, the further you fall, the more you drop, the more delightful the flutters. That's right. What's kind of interesting is with some people, their face becomes completely blank, as if all other muscles relax, while others have this gentle smile as they enjoy the flutters and feel themselves drift even deeper into that state, enjoying the wonderful emptiness that happens. With those flutters and those eye rolls taking you deeper and making you drop as you look up into your own mind. Now, if there's any tiredness in your eyes, if your thoughts are too exhausted to think anymore, that's okay. I'm going to wake you once more just to let you drop even deeper. And if you want to feel more of those flutters, let your eyes roll as naturally as they feel comfortable. And you might be surprised how easy it becomes, how wonderfully deep you're falling into this place. And this might even begin to happen with any trance that you enjoy. That the more you find it, you feel it, the more your eyes flutter and roll back. And because you can feel them rolling back, you know that you're feeling good, that you're enjoying the sensations. Or maybe it's the fluttering itself that is making it enjoyable. Now, just for fun, I'm going to count down. As a little side experiment, I want you to try to not roll back your eyes as I count you deeper. I want you to try and not feel them slowly falling further back as you enjoy the trance, the flutters that occur. So wake just for a moment. Now, 10. And you can probably already feel your eyes wanting to react. 9. As you've done so well over the past couple of minutes. 8. Feeling those flutters slowly wanting to do their thing. 7. Ooh, it might get very difficult. 6. Because it feels so much nicer to give in to it. 5. It's okay if you want to let it happen. 4. If you want to feel that flutter pulling your eyes back so nicely. 3. Showing the whites of your eyes as you go even deeper in trance. 2. Feel yourself falling even deeper. 1. Wonderful feelings of trance as you drop deep and flow. flutter, rolling back and just giving in to that trance, enjoying the hypnosis the way you do. I wonder if you know how nice it feels now, and that you get the chance to see how beautiful it is to behold. From the tiniest flutter, the little shivering of those eyelids, to the full-on eye-rolling whiteness exposing a blank stare that is just dropped deep with no thoughts. Let it happen as you enjoy the flutter. That's right. And thank you for participating in this experiment. I hope you enjoyed. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Very well done. I hope you had fun.